USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Spurred by ultra-low mortgage rates, house buyers rushed last month to snap up a limited supply of existing homes, causing the pace of purchases to jump by a record high of 24.7%. The surge in sales reported by the National Association of Realtors marked the second straight month of accelerating home purchases. The back-to-back increases have helped stabilize the home buying market, which all but froze earlier this spring when the viral pandemic erupted across the United States. The use of National Guard reconnaissance planes in four U.S. cities to monitor the widespread protest earlier this year did not violate rules against the military collecting intelligence on Americans, according to a Pentagon report. The investigation by the Air Force Inspector General found the planes were used to gather information about crowd size, flows, and fires, but they did not monitor individuals. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Steve Bannon talks about his arrest, and USA's Tim Berg has the story.
Steve Bannon called the charges leveled against him a political hit job. Bannon, who pleaded not guilty on Thursday to charges he allegedly defrauded donors in a $25 million We Build a Wall scam along with three associates, addressed the case during an episode of his podcast, War Room.
I reiterate this. This fiasco yesterday was to intimidate anybody that wants to talk about American sovereignty and wants to talk about the wall. We're never going to stop talking about that and fighting for it.
President Trump distancing himself from Bannon, his former advisor, after he was arrested.
Former President George W. Bush backed Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine in his first public endorsement of the 2020 election cycle. Bush has largely stayed out of the political fray since he left the White House in 2009, and his endorsement is a welcome boost for Collins, who's waging her most difficult campaign yet as she seeks a fifth term. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has endorsed Congressman Joe Kennedy III for senator. Kennedy, the grandson of Robert F. Kennedy and son of former Congressman Joseph Kennedy II, is challenging Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey in a contentious Democratic primary race. Pelosi's endorsement of Kennedy is a snub of Markey, who was one of Pelosi's longtime House colleagues. In 2007, Pelosi tapped Markey as chairman of the House Select Committee on Energy Independence. Michelle Obama assailed President Donald Trump for ripping migrant children from their parents and throwing them into cages, picking up on a frequent and distorted point made by the Democrats. Well, that speech was fact-checked by the Associated Press, and she's right that Trump's now suspended policy at the U.S.-Mexican border separated thousands of children from their families in ways that had not been done before. But what she didn't say is that the very same cages were built and used in her husband's administration for the same purpose of holding migrant children. In her keynote address, she said they watch in horror as children are torn from their families and thrown into cages. The fact is, the reference to cages is misleading, and it's a matter that Democrats continue to distort. Trump used the facilities that were built during the Obama-Biden administration to house children at the border. Remember to keep up on all your news by listening online anytime at usaradio.com. Listen live anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.